Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Wherever you are this morning, it is 10:52. It is Thursday morning. We welcome everyone this morning that's jumping online across the earth. And we thank you so much for joining us on this live stream broadcast. You're joining myself and Simon as we just push out on this platform, hashtag Christian Straight Talk. And for those that are in the world of Spotify and Buzzsprout and all the other platforms that we podcast to, we thank you so much for the thousands of downloads on hashtag Christian Straight Talk. We are blessed that you are with us this morning. And as we push off on the Elim platform, wherever you are this morning, never give up. God is with us. You know, God is with us in all situations, straight out the barrel of truth. Hashtag Christian Straight Talk. And very soon you can find us on Patreon. Exclusive content coming down that road. Simon, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's exciting, Ben, isn't it?
It's really encouraging.
Encouraging is the right word, and
all good.
Really, on this platform, that's what we want to do. We want to drill down, straight talk on all sorts of subjects, biblical subjects.
We want to
tell you about Jesus, but we want to straight talk and drill down and get to the truth of stuff, don't we, Ben?
We need the truth. You know, what's coming out across church, what's coming across the political divide, what's coming out of Parliament, just coming out of everywhere. We need the truth. We need the truth. God help us, literally.
Yeah, because it's a minefield out there, Ben, at the moment, with the truth, with denominations, with leaders, with all sorts of stuff. So we're endeavouring to cut through the rubbish, cut through the religion.
Come on, Jesus.
And, you know, hashtag Christian Straight Talk, people, is where religion comes to die. That's the truth.
Amen. That's what we want.
Because we've got to get rid of it. We've got to smash it all up and all over and get to the truth and get to the real Jesus. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, right? It's like the lady with the issue of blood, isn't it? We've got to bust through the crowd. We've got to touch the hem of his garment, and we've got to hold on to the hem of his garment. And wherever you are joining us this morning, we welcome this morning on this platform, hashtag Christian Straight Talk. And may God bless you, and may you feel encouraged that this is the last hours in which we live on planet Earth. Everything is breaking out under the sun, but God is with you. And just remember, you are a John 3:3 Christian. You're born again, spirit filled, you're blessed and highly favored. God is with you. But the title of this morning's podcast, live stream broadcast that we are doing, is spiritual blindness. And what scripture we're going to this morning, Simon?
Well, Ben, you know, we're going to Mark 10:46, and very much like the lady with the issue of blood who got through the crowd, we're talking about blind Bartimaeus, and he was a similar sort of character that the crowd really said, ignore him, Jesus.
Ignore him.
That's what he said, ignore him. And so we'll get into that in a few seconds, but Ben, that what you mentioned that about was taking hashtag Christian Straight Talk onto the Patreon platform.
Yes.
Is really exciting. And because there's so much more content we're going to, so much more video, so much more, all sorts of stuff that we're going to do there. And quite frankly, you know, our subscription, your subscription is going to help us carry on doing what we're doing. But it also help us in a million and one other things, Ben. That's happening from this amazing hub here in Northwest Kent in the UK.
Yeah, there's so much breaking out. There's so much coming out, you know. And hashtag Christian Straight Talk on the Patreon platform, and we're supporting so much. We're trying to do so much, and there's just so much going on. And just be encouraged wherever you are at this moment in time, and be encouraged, because we've got to encourage one another. We've got to strengthen one another. We've got to share the love of Jesus with one another. You know, it's really, really important to just push hard.
I think we've made it our route, really, is to encourage people, to come alongside people, to support people out there, because we know how hard it is, you know.
And definitely.
So we'll point you towards Jesus, and that's the truth. But we'll come be on, here Lord. as a support for anyone who wants that, at hashtag Christian Straight Talk. And, you know, this morning's scripture and this morning's talk, because there's a lot of people out there, you'll see a lot of people out there with 20/20 vision. They'll have perfect eyesight.
Perfect eyesight.
Spiritually, they're blind.
Exactly, because
and they'll be in churches, Ben, and they'll be talking about religion, but spiritually they're blind.
completely blind. This is why church and religion will not get you to Jesus Christ, because the blindness that religion does, and what certain churches and certain areas of that drumbeat can get you into a bit of trouble. The only way forward is to be completely surrendered to Jesus Christ and be that Bible-believing believer, because the church in certain areas in this nation within England is spiritually blind.
Ben, religion causes a barrier to a relationship with Jesus.
Oh, it does. It does that. It completely does that.
Because when you say to someone, you have to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to do the other, before you can get anywhere near you, it's nonsense, because Jesus never said that. And look, the lady with the issue of blood, and there's a blind Bartimaeus. When blind Bartimaeus, we'll go through the scripture in a second, because it's a great scripture, and it's in the Bible for a reason. And so when blind Bartimaeus called out to Jesus, Jesus didn't say, tell him he's got to go on that course, or
no, he didn't.
Or the lady with the issue of blood, yeah, tell her to go, and she's got to do this, that, and after 7 or 8 months, maybe, you know,
we'll let you in.
No. The thief on the cross, Ben, you know.
Yes, right.
We're coming up to that time, aren't we? But the thief on the cross, Jesus didn't say, are you baptised, mate? No, he didn't say that, did he? He said, do you speak in tongues? No, he didn't say anything.
What denomination
that.
You belong
yeah,
to?
What denomination? No.
He don't say none of that.
In an instant, he knew his heart, and he said, you will be with me today in paradise.
Within a twinkling of an eye, you'll be with me in paradise. Denominations will not get you saved. Denominations, we've got to be very careful about denominations. And you can see that there are many denominations literally blind at the moment, because they're not following the word of God. And this is nothing to do about lifestyle stretch and lifestyle, the way we're living, because the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of that glory. But the issue that we have here is very, very clear, that religion is blind. And in Luke chapter 22, we find so clearly that religion, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, their conversation that they're having with Judas Iscariot is that we want Jesus rid. We want Jesus gone. And that's what religion is still doing to this hour. Religion is removing Jesus, or trying to remove Jesus, simply by removing his teachings. That's what they don't want. They want all the pomp and the ceremony. They want the notoriety. They want the religious way. They want the old law.
They don't want to tell you, Ben, that you've got access to Jesus.
They don't want to let you know.
And they don't want to let you know that through Jesus you've got access to the Father.
No, because religion from the head controls.
For years, it's always been through the priest, the vicar, or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
And they don't want to tell you, you don't have to go through your spiritual, your bishop, or you don't have, you get to Jesus.
That's right.
You can go to Jesus.
Yeah,
and
it's not about
to the Father.
That's right. It's not about religion. This is about being a Jesus follower. Religion will get you tired. Religion will get you confused. Religion will tell you you can be anyone you want to be. But Jesus Christ will tell you so much about yourself. And the way that the scripture tells you is just so supernatural, so beyond human understanding. And it will give you freedom, because you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Religion will tie you and hold you in such a position where you become completely lost within yourselves.
Well, here's the thing with old Bartimaeus, and we'll get into it in a few seconds, but with Bartimaeus, Jesus is passing him by.
That's right.
And what I'd ask you, if you listen to this, when you listen to this out there, is Jesus passing you by, and are you going to invite him into your life, or, like religion says, because that's a barrier to Jesus coming to you, are you going to follow the route of religion, or are you going to let him go by? Because he may not come that way again, Ben.
That's right. And religion,
this may be a chance for you today.
This is this could be the last hour. Yeah. God is calling you. You know, God is calling you. There's no other way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is no other way but Jesus Christ. Jesus gives us access to salvation. He leads us in paths of righteousness. There is no other way to the Father except through Jesus.
It makes me smile. It really does. Because Jesus, he never said, you have to go through your spiritual director. You have to go through your church leader. Oh, you've got to go before the elders. You've got to. No, he said, I am the way, didn't he?
He says, I am the way. So when you look at the Church of England, you look at the Pentecostal movement, Catholicism, you look at all these movements across the globe and within the UK, we have to ask ourselves, are these movements, are these what we call the church, are they for Jesus or are they for their own doctrines and their own religious order? Because there is only one way to salvation. There is only one way to the Father. There is only one way to eternal rest with the Father, and it is through Christ Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and we cannot get away from that fact.
Well, he said it himself, didn't he? So these are his words, and I'd go further than that, Ben, and that Jesus is the only religious head of a movement that said, "I am the truth." You know, other religious leaders, if you like, in other religions have gone, I'll show you the way to the truth. Or maybe this is the way to the truth. Or follow me and we'll find the truth. No. Jesus said, I am the truth.
I am the truth. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. The seven I ams in the Gospel of John are so important for us as believers to hold on to the Word of God, because it is the Word of God that will deal with your mental health. It is the Word of God that will deal with depression and worry and fear. You know, if you feel that you are in a church, you're in a denomination, and they are coming away from the teachings of Jesus Christ, it's time to exit from religion. It's time, because God is opening your eyes and God is taking the scales. It's like Saul, why do you persecute me? He gave him that blindness with scales on his eyes. And it's really important that we are, and we could be blinded for a while. Even on the Emmaus Road, when you look at the Emmaus Road, the two was kept from seeing Jesus.
Well, the problem is we try and fit in, Ben. And we try and think. But if you're trying to fit in, you'll be uncomfortable, because there'll be something, this is not right. You're sending the back of your head, but everyone else. So it's the broad road and the narrow road. It's interesting, Ben, because, you know, I was speaking in a prison last Sunday morning, and a guy came into the prison and he announced he said, I'm a Buddhist. I just come in here to see what was going on. But we spoke about John 3:3 and he ended up coming to take communion, this fella. So where it landed with him, I don't know. But
that's quite interesting, because what we got in England at this moment, we got a sweet shop of religion. And you can take a bit of this, a bit of that, and add it to this. And suddenly we've got this woke religious idol worshipping that no one really knows
where they are. Well, they call it spirituality, Ben. That's it.
You will
hear people go, I'm very spiritual.
I'm very spiritual for the devil.
They've got stones. They've got all this incense burning.
Everything.
They've got all
Reiki,
so
yoga.
Yeah.
Finding myself.
And listen, man. We're not here to make fun of anything or knock anything. But we're here with the straight talk and get to the truth. And the truth that we know is the biblical truth and what Jesus' words are. That's what we know.
But the critical thing here is what we have to analyze and look at this. Does the church that we're in take us to Jesus, or take us to the minister, or take us to the denomination? Where is it taking us? Because there will come a day when this body gives up its last breath. And the question is, where am I going? Am I going to heaven or am I going to hell? The church isn't talking about hell.
No.
It's talking about all the fluff and the skirting and around the edge of that, when literally Jesus Christ addresses it. You must be born again. You must be born again.
You
that
can't
is
get
the
away
clear
from it, Ben.
Teachings of Jesus Christ.
You can't get away from it, Ben.
You have to be born again.
And Ben, you're right. And you put it so, I think, so really simply. And you say, you know, we live in this earth suit, which is loaned to us for a certain amount of years, but then our spirit lives on forever. Now, you have the choice. We have the choice where that spirit's going to live. And it's either going to live with Jesus, or it's going to live
Shola.
Somewhere else.
It's going to be on the, however we interpret what the Bible talks about hell, because the Bible talks about that, the depth of the grave and everything that goes along with it.
You will have a father, and your father is either the heavenly father, or it's the other fella, isn't it?
It's the other fella. So this is where religion has this massive chasm, this great big divide between, it doesn't look for anyone's eternal value of hope. It looks for what is at now and at control. So you see very clearly in the Gospel of Luke chapter 22 that the authorities, the religious order, needed and wanted to push Jesus out of the arena.
Yeah, because he was telling the truth, Ben.
And they knew that he had power from above.
Yeah.
And religion doesn't have power from above, because religion is man-made. If you look at all the denominations, you will find it will come back to a man.
Yeah, totally. And
the Church of England, who did it come to? The king. Catholicism, out of Rome, these branches off, all this stuff that you trace back, you will find the starting point of religion, that it will start at a man. But the start and the birth of the early church, where did it start? The book of Acts.
And you know what you said is totally right, Ben. We've all got a choice, really. It's either heaven or hell, you know. And the other fellow, Ben, he don't worry about global warming, does it?
Because it's not.
It ain't on his agenda.
Because it's not on anyone's agenda in that area whatsoever. Because global warming is just another lie out of this government and out of this rhetoric, just out of this spin that is going on again to get people worried.
I don't want to, this could take us down a rabbit hole, that's for sure, but I was listening to something during the week, every claim that these climate change, they've changed it now to climate change, that these people have said over the years has come and gone. That Greta Thunberg, bless her, you know, in 2018, she said the world's going to finish within 4 years. Well, it's come and gone.
It's come and gone.
They've said the ice caps will be melting.
We'll be flooded.
We'll be flooded. This, that, and the other. Well, we're not. We're still here, do you know? So
that's what the world does, doesn't it? You talk about blindness, spiritual blindness.
It puts fear on people, doesn't it, Ben?
So that's what religion and that's what the world does. It blinds us by fear, so we can't see the truth, because when fear starts to rise in a human being, the adrenaline, the fight and flight mode, all that sort of stuff just suddenly fires up, and then suddenly we end up living more in fear and listening to what the world is saying and what religion is saying, and it blinds us with lies. But Christ, I really believe Christ is opening the eyes of the believers now. I really believe that there are a lot of believers literally struggling because they're in religious orders, they're in religious settings, and the Spirit of God is speaking to them in the religious settings. And what we're finding is God is bringing people out of religion, and suddenly you feel that you're in a wasteland because religion is controlling. There are many pharaohs in religion.
Yeah, that's very true. Ben, I think the problem is there's spiritual blindness and biblical illiteracy. Yeah. I don't think religion drives people to understand the Bible in a way that it should be understood. And I don't think it's been taught, and I don't think there's that spiritual discipline that is needed. You know, I've spoken in many churches, and really the lack of knowledge of the scriptures, Ben, is shocking. And because if you know the scripture, if you know the word,
it's going to free you.
It's going to free you. I mean, you know, Jesus went into the desert. He was tempted three times at a time when he was tired, hungry, weak.
Yeah.
He was tempted three times by the enemy. And how did he do it? He didn't argue. He didn't debate, did he?
It's so simple. He just said, "It is written."
It is written. So this is the power of the written word of God. Because when we get that, and when we get it, and when we know it, then they're our weapons, aren't they? They're our weapons to fight back.
The word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword. And in the New Testament, it says that faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of God. So if the church and religion isn't preaching the message, faith isn't going to rise in the individual. And what you suddenly get, a wokeness, you get a soft... Even Jesus has said this. He said, many people will come in my name. Many people, but they deny the power. So we are living at a time of spiritual tiredness in this nation. And what we need are leaders, let's just say within the context of church, leaders. We need a government as well that is for Christianity, because this government is not for Christianity. Yeah. Religion isn't for Christianity.
I think that's gone, man.
It's gone. We are at a crisis. Within the UK, education, so, we're at a crisis. I think we're beyond that point.
What I'm going to ask you, Ben, is this.
Yeah.
Have you got a couple of quid?
No. Go on in. I owe you.
Hashtag Ben Cooper. No. What I'm going to ask you, Ben, is this. So, really, it's a time where, as an individual, we have to take responsibility, isn't it?
So, right, if you are a churchgoer, if you are a believer, if you are in a pocket of a denomination, now is the time as that individual to say, right, is this denomination, are these leaders of these heads of these churches that I'm under, are they for Jesus or are they for themselves? And if they are for Jesus, we're safe to that degree because we get the correct teaching. The leaders will say, I'm a sinner, I'm saved by grace. So if the church is preaching Jesus Christ, that is amazing and that is powerful. If it's not, what you're saying, and it's quite true, then we need to say to ourselves, Lord, I need to get out of here because I am not getting spiritually fed, because there's no change, and I feel worse when I walk out the church, as in I feel down.
Yeah.
No one's helping me.
You end up being spiritually blind, and the question that we'll ask this morning, is Jesus passing you by? And what are you going to do if he is passing you by? And let's read the scripture, because we're like 23 minutes in and we haven't even read it yet. Ben.
We're in a long way. Let's get on with it.
It's from Mark 10:46, and it says this.
Beautiful.
It says,
come on, Lord.
It says, now they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great multitude was following him. Ben. He was with a great multitude at that time.
Yeah.
And then it says, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. Now, this is what he'd been doing for years, you know, this blind Bartimaeus. And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. So he's sitting there, he's begging, he knows Jesus is coming by. I can't see him because he's blind, but he knows he's coming by. So he, rather than just let him go by, he calls out. This
Jesus,
is my chance,
Jesus.
Ben, because Jesus ain't going to pass Bartimaeus again.
No, this is a one-hit wonder. This is a moment in your life to call on the name of Jesus. This is a really, this is quite a deep text, actually.
Yeah.
And it says Jesus stopped and said, call him. So now, brother or sister.
But before that.
Yeah, go on.
In 48, it says, then many warned him to be quiet. But he cried out even more, saying, son of David, have mercy on me. Ben.
Religion.
Exactly.
Be quiet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't talk about Jesus in here. Don't talk about Jesus.
But I found Jesus. You didn't find him in here.
Didn't find him
in
this religion. So you've got quite an issue going on within the text. So if you take that from the top, and it's really interesting, it talks about Jericho as well. And his disciples, they're all together. So there is always a large crowd around Jesus. The lady with the issue of blood. There are many times in the scriptures where we find Christ is surrounded by a lot of noise, a lot of people. But you will find there'll only be a one or two that really know him and love him and want him. There is always a crowd around Jesus, even today at this moment in time. There are crowds around us trying to take us away from Jesus because of the noise and the hustle and bustle of what is going on.
They're followers, but are they true followers, Ben? That's the thing, because, you know, when he started talking about, you know, you'll die for me and that sort of thing, for a lot of them sort of, I didn't sign up for this, you know.
What are you talking about? Have I got to die for you, Jesus? What are you going on about?
I don't fancy this. But he's calling out. He's persistent, old Bartimaeus, isn't he, Ben?
Because
he called out again, son of David, have mercy on me.
Because there comes a point in your life where you realise the place that you've sat for so long, the place that you've been at, the place that you've rested your life, is giving you no eternal value. And suddenly Jesus is approaching. You know that there is something happening in your life. There is something going on. There is a spiritual move. You are being called. Yeah. And many people will sit on that mat all their life and look at the crowd around them and allow culture and lifestyle to control them rather than go, do you know what? I'm going to pick up my mat. I'm going to walk. I'm not going to let the crowd around me, culture, life, religion, business, control me. This is my moment to get to Jesus.
That's a great point.
This is my moment to get to Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. We need to stand up.
I've got to stand up.
That's a great point.
I've got to stand up for Jesus.
You've got to stand up. And the thing is, we're talking about being spiritually blind here, but and sort of physically can see. But Bartimaeus was like more or less the opposite of that, because he was physically blind, but spiritually he could see through his spirit that this was Jesus Christ,
because
the Son of God walking by.
Completely right, because Jesus is the one that calls. Jesus prepares our hearts, our mind, our bodies, our souls for when he is going to show up in our lives. So you can be blind physically, but you know his presence, because there is something about his spiritual presence, because now we don't have the autonomy of Christ. We don't have the physical Messiah. We have the living word, and we have his very presence through the scripture. So we feel his presence through the living word of God. So Bartimaeus is a very interesting character, and he was surrounded by an order.
And I think it's very important that it's in the Bible. So he then goes on to say, so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. So they called him. They called him. The crowd called him. So as soon as Jesus said call him, the crowd said, yeah. And they went to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. Right? So all of a sudden the crowd turned, didn't they? That's how fickle they are. A couple of steps ago, they were saying, oh, don't worry about that fella. And now Jesus says, no, I want to speak to him. Oh, be of good cheer, brother. Come on, bro.
That's
how fickle and hypocritical
religion is.
And this is interesting, this next bit, Ben. It says, throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, this is his coat. We don't know if it's the winter or whatever, but this is he's had this for years.
Yes, right? Yeah, that's correct.
And he's just got up, and it's like him saying, I want a new life.
I want a new start. This is that moment.
Ben.
So throwing the cloak off is a very important thing to understand. Throwing my comfort blanket, throwing my life away and getting a new comfort from Jesus Christ, because that comfort that was wrapped around him. And so many people, we wrap ourselves up in areas of life, we wrap ourselves up, and suddenly we come to a point in an understanding and a walk with Jesus and go, do you know what, I've got to throw the old off. I've got to get a new garment. I've got to get a robe of righteousness, because what I'm carrying is tatty, is worn, is broken, and I've got to have a new robe.
And listen, don't get away from this fact that he had this robe. This would have been very precious to him, because he's a blind man, he's begging, he's not getting a lot of money, so his coat is going to be pretty a vital thing, isn't it?
It's extremely important to him. That coat represents so much, and that is what we need to do. We need to throw that coat off. And you know what? God loves us in every area of life. And Jesus is calling. He's calling the blind. He's calling the lame. He's calling the inferior. He's calling the lowly. He's calling all those that are worried and fearful. He's calling all those that are caught in a crowd. And I know that there are many people that are caught in religion and culture and business and lifestyle that are wearing their coat of yesterday, because that coat has been given to them, and that's the way I've got to live.
Well, it's comfortable, isn't it, Ben?
And also,
it's real comfy, that old coat, isn't it?
And the crowd.
That old man is real comfy, isn't it?
It's comfortable. And the crowd that I've got around me, this is important. The crowd that I've got around me, are they for me or are they against me? Do they want me to live how they want me to live, or am I living to please them, or am I living just to keep them happy?
It's an interesting point, and I'd dig a bit deeper on that one. Are the crowd, and you'll get this, because if you step out and you step into a life of Jesus Christ and embrace him, there'll be a jealousy around. There'll be a jealousy amongst the crowd, and the crowd, there'll be a lot that you fought with your friends.
Yeah. But suddenly
turn on you.
So what we find is there's always a crowd around Jesus, and there is always a crowd. And we have in this nation that herding mentality where there is a crowd, it's got to be the best place to be. Well, it's not actually right. The biggest churches, the biggest crowd, has got to be the best place. No, it isn't. The biggest denominations, no.
And two things on that, Ben.
Lots of stuff happening on that.
Yeah, you can get lost in a crowd and you can...
get pushed by the crowd.
Or the crowd can make you feel at home or comfortable, but it ain't the place to be a lot of the time. And listen to this, Ben. Right. So Jesus answered him as he came to Jesus... You know, he's blind, and he just leapt up, and he must have been guided to... He must have known. He's laser sharp. He knew where Jesus was. His spirit led him there.
That's the connector, the spirit.
So Jesus said to him, and this is interesting, Ben. He said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, Jesus knew he was blind. Everyone knew he was blind. And so it would have been quite easy for Jesus not to ask that question. But don't forget, old Bartimaeus... this is how he made his living. So if he wasn't blind, how is he going to get his money now?
What am I going to do? Am I going to pay the bills? What am I going to do? How am I going to sort out the Wi-Fi? Am I going to put bread on the
Jesus
table?
So Jesus asked him the question.
What do you want?
What do you want? And I think as we come to Jesus, I think he's asking each and every single one of us.
At this moment in time, what do you want?
What do you want?
I need peace. I need freedom. I need to be severed from the crowd, because there are many people that have this umbilical cord that are being fed from the crowd, and the cord has to be cut.
Oh Lord, keep us from the crowd.
Keep away from the crowd. Now there's the business crowd, there's the cultural crowd, there's the work crowd, there's the educational crowd. We are all surrounded by a crowd, and the crowd is always trying to herd you in the direction that it is going, but the crowd actually doesn't know where it's going.
Well, who's directing the crowd then?
Because the crowd actually doesn't have a leader. Because the bigger the crowd is, the mass, the noise, the hustle, the bustle, it is just driven by the power of the crowd. You've only got to see in football stadiums, you know that for yourself, and everything that goes on. The crowd can be very powerful, can be leading, can be so strong that you actually can't resist the crowd, because it is so strong and so powerful, and it takes someone to stand up like Bartimaeus and go, "I'm having this. This is my day."
And I think modern day crowd influencers, probably the media is the biggest one.
Social media,
or the media of TV or newspapers. Yep. They drop something in, and you will see a lot of people believing that, all of a sudden believing. I spoke to a couple of people a day, and I won't go down the route, because it will disappear down another rabbit hole. But, you know, they were going, "Yeah, look at this guy. I think he's great." But when you come out of the crowd and you dig a little bit deeper, there's things that you start asking questions about. But people don't ask questions. And it's a time to start asking questions. Yeah, and it's a time...
Definitely.
It's a time to get the truth from Jesus.
Because
time to get the truth from Jesus, Ben.
He is the truth, and it can only be through Christ Jesus. It can't be any other way. We are living in critical times within England. We are spiritually dry. There are people that are thirsty, that are hungry spiritually. And what we are needing leaders that will lead us to Jesus Christ. What we are needing is our God to take up the throne in this nation. What we are requiring is the power of the Holy Spirit to draw those that are caught in the crowd of religion and business and education, and the cultural crowd. What we have in this nation at the moment, we've got more cultures in this nation than we've ever seen before, and all these cultures, and it is so easy to see that the government are boxing us in, when actually what that causes trouble. So what we need is freedom, and the only way that we'll find freedom is through Jesus Christ. But the crowd is blinding people.
It's crowds, and it's normally the ones who shout the loudest get heard the most. So you've got a lot of cultural small groups shouting very loudly that are directing the influence and directly influencing the crowd. And when we step out of that, we feel inside ourselves free.
Yeah.
Freedom. And when we go to Jesus, we find even more freedom. But it takes a certain courage and strength, which is what Bartimaeus did, because
to stand up.
Jesus is passing him by. He's not going to come this way again. This is one, my one and only chance.
This is that moment.
And I've got to take it. I've got to take it. Jesus is passing me by. He's looking. Imagine Jesus looking, smiling at you.
But you can't see him.
And walking by. And you just stay where you are.
It's the same as the Emmaus Road, that amazing text where Christ was walking with the two after the crucifixion. And it says they was kept from seeing him until that opportune time. But their hearts were beating. Their hearts were beating. So it's really important that we don't have much time left on planet Earth. Who knows the return of Christ? The scripture is clear. No one knows the hour. Except God alone. So we have to live for Jesus Christ, and we have to call on the greatest name in heaven and earth. And if you live within England, if you are in any fearful position at the moment, now is the time to stand up for Jesus and to call on the greatest name in heaven and earth, because religion will get you more entrenched in more religion, but Christ will set you free because of the truth.
Yeah, no, there's a control which is... which is evil, really, Ben. I've got to tell you, when something is controlling you to that extent, that's not from your Heavenly Father and Jesus, because they're all for freedom and forgiveness. The other side is religion, which is control and manipulation. So Bartimaeus, Jesus has said to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to Jesus, Bartimaeus said to Jesus, he says, "Rabbi, that I may receive my sight."
Do you want to see? Do you want to see? Well, do you? Because seeing is everything. Seeing is liberating. Well, seeing is freeing, you know. So if you can't see, you are entrenched. It is dark. And that is a spiritual drive there, you know. If you can't see, all you've got is darkness all around you. And Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." And the scripture also says, "Let your light shine."
Yeah,
you've got to let your light shine. But so, now is a time to stand up, to be like Bartimaeus. What do you want? What do you want? Do you want the crowd to control you, or do you want freedom?
Or do you want freedom?
With spiritual insight.
And Ben, Jesus turned to him and said, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight, and then it says he followed Jesus on the road. Yeah. So exactly what you said. So he called out to Jesus. He knew he was passing him by.
Yeah.
He knew it was Jesus. This is my chance.
This
and what we're
it.
Saying to you this morning is Jesus is passing you by. Do not step back from your chance to embrace him, to go to him and say, "Jesus, I need you.
That's
I
right.
need you." And what happened to him, it says, Bartimaeus, it says he received his sight, so we can receive our sight from Jesus, and he followed Jesus on the road, so he became a follower. So exactly what you were saying there, Ben, he was following Jesus, and his light was shining out of him.
So there's a change.
And I bet he's going on the road and going, I can see people coming. That's Bartimaeus.
What's happened to Bartimaeus?
What's happened to Bartimaeus?
A miracle. And I believe that there are miracles happening out there at this moment in time. Miracles for every one of you. And whoever you are at this moment in time, as we just stand on the living word of God this morning, you know, it is time to stand up for Jesus. Because Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. You know that Christ is calling you out of the crowd. You know that you feel very strange. You know that you've been in religious understandings and context of church. But Jesus is calling you now out of religion, and he's saying, "Are you going to sit here and be blind for the rest of your life, or are you going to pick up your mat and follow me? Are you going to throw your cloak off and put on this new garment that I have for you and live in the living word of God?" You know, following Jesus will be the most dangerous, the most radical,
the most challenging,
powerful thing you'll ever
do in challenge your life. You, and if you want a challenge, then you know, you don't have to climb up a mountain or jump out of an aeroplane. No, follow Jesus. That's the biggest challenge. But what Jesus said to Bartimaeus, Ben, he said, very simply, Ben, he said, "Your faith has made you well."
Yeah.
Your faith.
Do you believe?
So if someone had gone to him half in, half out, he'd have probably gone, "Well, what do you want?"
So what was his faith in? His faith was not in himself. His faith was in Jesus Christ.
He knew Jesus was the Son of God.
He's my healer. He's my saviour. So that is where the faith lies. But faith in the scripture is very clear. It says faith comes from hearing a message, and the message is heard through the word. So my faith will only come, and my faith can only be fed when I'm hearing the word of God. It is critical for a believer to get the word of God in their ear gate, in their eye gate, get it, and as scripture says, put the word of God on the tablet of your heart and stand up.
It's critical,
it's
Ben.
It's the time to stand.
The scripture said in 1 Timothy 4:8, it said physical wellness and physical well-being is good for a little while,
yeah,
but spiritual is greater than
it's,
everything.
It's eternal.
It's eternal.
So the question is if I stand up for Jesus, the crowd is going to recognize me. And then when I stand up for my belief and my faith, suddenly I've got to make sure that I've got on the full armor of God, the full armor, you know, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth and everything, the sword of the spirit, everything that runs along with that. I've got to make sure that I'm ready for what is coming my way. Because if you are a believer living in England at this moment, I will tell you something very clear. The world isn't for Jesus. And if the world isn't for Jesus, I'm not for the world. I can't. It's oil and water. It doesn't mix.
No, you can't have one foot in. We say it on this platform, Ben, all the time. You can't be 90% faithful to your wife or your partner. You've got to be 100% in.
And faithful Jesus, to Jesus.
He's asking. He's telling.
Come to me. That's what he's saying. Christ is calling.
That was the next scripture. Exactly what he's I was calling. Say.
Come
Matthew
to me.
11:28. Yeah, come to me. You know, with all your burdens. And I will give you rest. He's saying, come to me. He's asking, what do you want? He's there waiting for us.
Yeah.
He's our saviour, Ben. He's our friend. He's our forgiver, restorer, encourager, and new life giver. As he's given Bartimaeus a new life. We've got to take care of our spiritual lives. Mm. And yeah, I mean, if you're not being directed to the Bible, if you're not being directed to stuff, you know, listen. You can be in church all you like, and it don't make you a Christian. That's for sure.
No, we've got to be in the Word of God, and the only way that we can be in the Word of God, truly in the Word of God, is when the Holy Spirit calls you, God saves you, God draws you. And I honestly believe that there has been so many of us in many denominations that have been bruised by church and religion and the so-called church, but now Jesus is saying, "Come and follow me." His kingdom is being built. It's always being built because he is the church builder. He is the head of the church, and he holds the keys to death and to life, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So now I believe that there are many people that are feeling very strange, very tender in their walk with Christ, because they've been entrenched in religion and in certain churches, and God is literally extracting them, and they've never walked this way before. It's like being under Pharaoh. Break the bricks and get on with it. That's what religion does. Break the bricks and get on with it. But now we're in a 50-50 position, aren't we? You've left religion.
You've got a choice, Ben.
And when they was in the wilderness and they said to Moses, why have you brought us back here to die? It'd have been better for us to stay back in there under the hand of Pharaoh. Don't stay under the hand of religion. You've made it 50-50 and get ready to see the miracle, because God is going to part the Red Sea. There are miracles coming your way. There is change in your life, change in your mind, change around you. You are going to see things that only God can do in your life. But he's calling you out of the deep. Calling you out the deep.
Yeah, we're going to jump off here in a moment.
We're going to disappear.
Because we've done 45. Crikey, it's amazing. Look.
Unreal.
Jesus is passing you by today. Don't be like what we're saying. Mm. Don't just sit there. Be like Bartimaeus. Know he's passing you by. Don't look at him and let him walk by. Don't let him walk by without you getting up and embracing him, hugging him and saying, Jesus, I want
you to call on the name of Jesus.
Call on the name of Jesus.
He is the way, the truth and the life. We thank you so much for listening today. You know, we've had another ramble today here at Hashtag Christian Straight Talk. Wherever you are across this earth, never, ever, ever be trapped in religion. Break out of that box. Christ is calling you. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great, wonderful day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Never give up. Be encouraged. And God bless you.
And don't forget, Hashtag Christian Straight Talk, Ben. It's where religion comes to die and...
Amen.
We're going to create some more chaos next week, and we're
going
to have a riot with what we're going to be talking about. So be with us, stay with us, and God bless you all. Have a great week. But
take
don't
care.
Let Jesus bash you.
Hey. God bless.